What's up, everybody? Welcome to Sports Talk with Jim and Tom. I'm Jim. Tom's not here tonight. And I know last week we talked about and we tried to put together a show to where I make a trip down there to where Tom is and we do a show live. Thought we had that kind of scheduled for this show, but didn't work out that way. Kind of right around last minute that got canceled. And since then, me and Tom's talked, and we've made the decision that from this point forward, we're going to change the name of the show. The show is going to be Sports Talk with Jim, and so this will be the first show for Sports Talk with Jim, and the last show was Sports Talk with Jim and Tom. It has nothing to do with anything outside. It's just the best thing to promote the show. It's the best thing for both parties right now. It's hard to promote the show, Sports Talk with Jim and Tom, and I'm the only one on the show. Now, with that being said, Tom does want to be on the show, and every week we have a discussion that when he's not going to be able to make it, and he feels terrible about not making it, but he's got a lot of stuff going on right now, a lot more important stuff than this show. This show we decided to do for fun, and you know what? The stuff that Tom's dealing with right now is way more important than this, and it's completely understandable. So we got together. I don't like the fact that every Saturday when he can't make it, and like I said, he can't make it for reasons that are far more important than this show. I don't like the fact that he calls or texts me and he feels guilty about not being able to make the show. And like I said, he's dealing with more important stuff than this show. That's not the reason we did this show. We decided we'd do this show for fun, and it shouldn't be something that he's got to worry about every week, especially when he's got more important stuff to worry about. At the same time, the reason we decided not to stick it out with the namesake, one, we're not sure how long this will go, and to promote the show with Sports Talk with Jim and Tom, and it only being me here, it's kind of hard to promote it and move to the next level the way we're going. But with that being said, I do want to tell you, like I said, when we started this podcast, I gave you a background that, I don't know, maybe 15, maybe 20 years ago now, I did an internet radio show, a current event show. Me and probably four other people decided that this is what we wanted to do. And when it started out, all of us showed up. And as it kept going, people didn't show up. Not for the reasons that Tom did. They just didn't show up. I mean, Tom, like I said, I know what's going on with Tom, and I talk to Tom every week. The people on this show, I'd see them every day right up until the day of the show, and then all of a sudden they didn't take my phone calls or whatever. So it's nothing like that with Tom. But with that being said, what I decided is if I ever was going to do this again, it would be under a sports format. That way, if I had to, I could do it by myself. Now, so that was well thought out. Then naming the show Sports Talk with Jim and Tom, that really wasn't well thought out. But at the same time, that's because I know Tom thoroughly enjoyed it. I know Tom loved doing the show. It's just circumstances that isn't going to allow him to be here every week. But like I said, with that being said, all you big, sexy Tom Barrett fans, don't run away from the show, because Tom's got an open invitation to call the show at any time that he wants. And hopefully when his life is a little less hectic and things work out, which I'm sure they will, I have faith that they will, and he will call the show. He said earlier today when we talked that he'd continue to call the show when he gets a chance. Now, like I said, when I decided to do the show, there's very few people that I would do it with. And Tom's one of them. Probably later today, you'll hear another one. He decided to join me tonight, and other than that, there's not many people that I do the show with, but at the same time, there's not many people that have the number to call in anytime they want, and the guy that's going to be on with us later today, he's got the number, Tom's got the number, and you'll hear Tom, and again, same as always, we wish him all the best, and, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to him, and like I told him today, anything he needs or anything I can do for him, I will always be there for him. Me and Tom's been like brothers for 48 years now, and long before this show started, and we'll be like brothers long after this show or any other show ends. So that being said, I know he's going to listen to the show, and I love you, brother. My heart's with you. My thoughts are with you. My prayers are with you. I know everything is going to work out. I got faith, and you know what? I look forward to when things calm down a little bit for you and you get the opportunity to call back into the show. Now, with that being said, I mean, like I said, I had a trip planned. I was going to take the weekend and go down and see Tom and do the show down there. That didn't work out that way, but one thing that did work out, I did still get to get away for the weekend, a little weekend getaway. Me and the wife wasn't supposed to be going with me, but I guess she decided to, she defaulted into getting a weekend away. So she defaulted into a little weekend away, and that was good, but I also got a little time to get a little tree stand therapy in on my first day off. Finally got to go out to the woods. I told you last week's show that it was the first day of hunting season in Pennsylvania, and woke up 36 degrees outside, perfect hunting weather, and instead of going to the woods, I had to go to work last weekend. But I did get up in the tree stand the other day. We'll be in the tree stand all next week, and I'll tell you, it's therapy for me and anybody that hunts. I mean, everybody should do it, because you get up in that stand, whatever your troubles are and everything, they just go away. Little time by yourself, little time to think about everything that's going on, and just unwind a little bit. Trust me, if you don't hunt, you're missing out. You know what, parents, take your kids hunting, teach your kids how to hunt. It'll keep them out of trouble. It's good, healthy fun. And it, like I said, it's therapeutic for me, therapeutic for most hunters that I know. And for all of you that say, you know what, it's not fair that we're out there hunting, killing helpless deer with a rifle or with a bow or whatever, you know what, I'm not going to argue with you. I agree with you 100%. It's not fair. It's not fair that 14 point that I got behind my house, I saw him on the trail cam around 7:15 every morning, and right around dusk at night on the trail cam right up until about 2 weeks ago. Now I don't see him until right around 1 o'clock in the morning. So I agree with you. It's not fair. I don't know who tells these deer hunting season's coming up, but evidently somebody tells them, because he completely went nocturnal on me, and I agree with you 100%. It's not fair that they do that. He should come out at the same amount of time and make it a little bit easier for me to shoot him. And all you animal activists and animal rights people, if you don't like that, oh well. Hunting's a sport. Hunting's a great sport. Hunting's something that's been around long before you have. And you know what? All of you and your vegan types and everything, if you don't eat meat, I probably don't have anything in common with you to begin with. If you don't know what you're missing out eating meat, then you definitely don't know what you're missing out hunting. So with that being said, though, like I said, we're going to change the name of the show, Sports Talk with Jim. The website will change. The new website will be sportstalkwithjim.com. www.sportstalkwithjim.com. Our Facebook page will change to Sports Talk with Jim, and our Twitter handle will change to with Sports Talk with Jim. As far as our podcast, like I said, this one will be available on both platforms, Sports Talk with Jim and Tom and Sports Talk with Jim. And so you'll be able to listen to it in your favorite place. Sports Talk with Jim, the way this works is I'm actually 100% positive we're going to have to start completely over with Sports Talk with Jim, and the first two platforms that will pick us up, if it's like this show, it will be Anchor.fm, who will definitely pick us up because that's our podcast host, and then Spotify comes on pretty quick after that. And then it takes a little time for the others to come on, iTunes being the last. So if you're listening to us on iTunes and you want to keep following the show, switch over, listen to us on Spotify or Anchor.fm until for probably 3-4 weeks, and then we'll be available on iTunes podcast. With that being said, we're going to get into a little bit of sports this week, and first thing I want to talk about is the National League Championship Series, the Major League Baseball playoffs, and everything we got going on with it. The Washington Nationals up 2-0 on the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, who saw that coming? Like I told you, I was rooting for the Braves. I thought the Braves would beat the Cardinals. Now, as far as the Nationals and the Dodgers came in to the postseason with 106 wins. Been to the World Series the last 2 years. The Dodgers were definitely the favorites going into this postseason. And that all came to a screeching halt when the Nationals knocked the Dodgers out in Game 5. And the Cardinals took over Atlanta in Game 5. In Atlanta, the Cardinals scored 10 runs their first time up. 10 runs in the first inning. The most productive first inning in postseason history. Beat up on the Braves. The game was over by inning 2. The Braves didn't have a chance. So you take that offense going into the wild card, a National League Championship Series against the wild card, Washington Nationals. Like I said, they got by the Dodgers 7-3. Clayton Kershaw, talk a little bit about the Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw, postseason appearances has been terrible. Kershaw has a 4.43 ERA in 32 postseason appearances. Regular season, he's got a 2.44 ERA. That's over 12 seasons. 12 seasons. As opposed to 32 games in the postseason. And his woes continue. As Howie Kendrick, 10th inning, grand slam, put the Dodgers out. Fast forward, game 1, Friday night, last night. And the Cardinals coming in, like I said, scored 13 runs against the Braves. 10 runs in the first inning. Offense was awesome, absolutely awesome. So what you got to think? You got Anibal Sanchez pitching for the Nationals. He's their third starter, not Max Scherzer, not Steven Strasburg. Anibal Sanchez. Game's in St. Louis. Didn't look good. If I was a betting man, I would have had to put money on St. Louis. Nationals win 2-0. Anibal Sanchez, the same offense that scored 10 runs in the first inning against the Braves in Game 5. Anibal Sanchez held them to one hit. One hit in the game. Anibal Sanchez and Doolittle, the out of the bullpen. One hit, no runs. Shutout. Nationals win 2-0. Game two was earlier today. I didn't get to see it. So just going to touch on a few things here. Max Scherzer started the game against Adam Wainwright of the Cardinals. So last night, was it a fluke? Was it a fluke that the Cardinals couldn't score? Fast forward to earlier today. Washington wins game two, takes a 2-0 lead in a best-of-seven series. They've only got to win two more. And the Washington Nationals are World Series bound. 3-1 over St. Louis. Scherzer pitched, I believe I saw where he only gave up one hit in seven innings. So what happened to the Cardinals' offense? I mean, an offense that scored 10 runs in one inning. Now all of a sudden they can't do anything. What did I tell you when the playoffs started, when the postseason first started? What came out of my mouth? Pitching wins in the postseason. Pitching will prove dominant in the postseason. Pitching is more important in the postseason than it is in the regular season. It's a 5 or 7 game series. It favors your pitchers. Washington Nationals, St. Louis Cardinals. Who's got the better pitching? I'll tell you who's got the better pitching. Washington Nationals got the better pitching. You've got Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and Annabelle Sanchez. Your third starter comes out and throws a game like he threw last night in game one. St. Louis Cardinals, I don't care what they say in the media. I don't care what they say in the press conferences. The St. Louis Cardinals have got to be demoralized right now. You have home field and you lose the first two games. And it doesn't get any easier for you. Game three, you're going to face Steven Strasburg. It's not going to get easier. And pitching wins in the postseason. Regardless, pitching always wins in the postseason. With that being said, but the game one of the American League Championship Series is about to start off. The Houston Astros at the New York Yankees. The Yankees swept Minnesota. Astros, Gerrit Cole with a hell of a performance in Game 5 against the Tampa Bay Rays. And with that performance, Gerrit Cole has, I heard, now I don't know if this is true and I didn't check it, but I had heard that Gerrit Cole hadn't lost since May 20th. Or since late May, I'm sorry. 20-5 record in the regular season, 2.5 ERA. And Cole, with the performance the other night in Game 5, Gerrit Cole has at least 10 strikeouts in his last 11 starts. At least 10. And he was dominant. He was dominant against the Rays. He was dominant, looked like he was a man playing amongst boys. And now, I was listening to a sports radio show the other day. Chris Russo, he was interviewing Buck Showalter. And Russo predicted the Yankees in 5. Could Russo be a homer? Could that be what's going on here? Because nobody in their right mind has the Yankees winning this in 5. There is no possible way anybody has this, unless you're a homer. Like, I'm saying, I'm pretty sure Chris Russo is a homer. Five games, you're going to win 4 or 5. Game one, you're going to face Zach Greinke. Game two, you're going to face Justin Verlander. Game three, you're going to face Gerrit Cole. Game four, I'm not sure who the starter is. So that's a toss-up. But game five will be Greinke again. So you're going to face them three pitchers, them three aces. Possibly, well, definitely, you're going to face the Cy Young winner this year, whether it be Verlander or Cole. And you're going to beat them. You're going to beat, to win it in five, you're going to beat all but one of them and possibly Greinke twice. If you beat Greinke twice in game one and game five, that means you're going to beat Verlander and Cole back-to-back. Chris Russo, I know you've been around a long time. I know you're well-respected in this business. I know you know more than I do. And I know, well, I can't say no more than I do. After that statement that they win in five, I can't say that you know more than I do. But with that statement, it tells me that you just went complete homer there, which I respect. I mean, I reserve the right. It's my show. I reserve the right to go complete homer any time I want to on my show. But to put that out there and put your name on it to the national scene that the Yankees are going to win in five just kind of discredits you. Because there's nobody, like I said, nobody in the right mind that thinks the Yankees win in five. I don't think the Yankees win at all. I think the Houston Astros will face the Washington Nationals in the World Series. And you're going to have pitching against pitching. You're going to have Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, Steven Strasburg, Garrett Cole, and Anibal Sanchez and Zach Greinke. That's going to be your three games in your World Series, hopefully face-to-face like that. Them are some great pitching matchups. Anybody, any baseball fan would love to see that. Now, I know baseball has came to the point where it's strikeout or home run. We love the home run, but them are pitching matchups that I'm going to stay up to watch. And that's what I predict is going to happen. There's no way the Yankees win in five. I don't see the Yankees winning in seven. What I see Houston winning in six. I see Washington, which I would have said that series is going to go to seven. Now that they've taken the first two games, I'll say Washington in six also. And then you're going to have the Washington Nationals against the Houston Astros in the World Series. And I'll save my pick until that comes. Now, another thing I'm going to talk about before we get into college football, and I'm just going to touch on this very, very slightly because I'm not well educated on the subject. So I don't want to dig too deep in it. But what's going on with the NBA in China? This is a mess. This all started from a tweet from Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, tweeted in support of the protesters in China, and it's caused a mess, a huge mess. The NBA goes over there; they play preseason games over there. If I'm not mistaken, they've played one or two regular season games over there. And because of this tweet, the Chinese government has absolutely lost their mind. Now, Adam Silver's came out and said that he respects Daryl Morey's freedom of speech. That's the country we live in. We're allowed to do that. But there's a lot of damage control going on right now. And the Chinese government isn't happy. There's been fans in the stands that have held up signs, wore shirts in support of the protesters in Hong Kong that have been thrown out of the arena. That doesn't look good for the NBA. This whole thing doesn't look good for the NBA. And why is it such a big deal? There's billions of dollars on the line here. Billions. And that's when it becomes a big deal. That's when it's a big deal to the NBA. That's when it's a big deal to the players. The players themselves are losing millions and millions of dollars. Shoe sales, promotions. The NBA is huge in China. Huge. And they're set to lose all this money. That's why this is such a big deal for the NBA. Nets and Lakers played over in China. Game happened. There was a second game, too. I believe it happened. I didn't see where it didn't, but I don't remember who it was. And like I said, doing a little bit of traveling, I didn't get to check up on it. But the game happened, but a lot of the events were canceled. The NBA Cares event was canceled. The press conferences was canceled. The media couldn't talk to LeBron James and Anthony Davis while they were over there. Kyrie Irving. All that was canceled by the Chinese government. Adam Silver, I believe he was scheduled to speak. His speaking engagement was canceled. The NBA season starts October 22nd, 10 days from now. Does this linger on? Is this something that the NBA is going to battle throughout the season? Is this going to stay in the news? Because this is a black eye for the NBA. And Adam Silver has nowhere to go. Nobody in the NBA knows where to go. Daryl Morey exercised his freedom of speech, which we have that right in this country. And Adam Silver, nobody in the NBA can say that they disagree with Daryl Morey. They can't come out and say that they approve of what's going on in China. But they also can't come out and say they don't. Because if they come out and say they don't, that puts another strain on the NBA's relationship with China. And like I said, that comes down to dollars. That comes down to billions of dollars. And the NBA don't want to lose that. The players don't want to lose that. The shoe sales, the merchandise sales in China is huge. Huge. They don't want to lose that money. So that's where we're at there. There was a CNN reporter with a press conference where Houston Rockets played in Japan, asked James Harden and Russell Westbrook about the situation in China. And a Houston Rockets PR rep stepped in and said that they weren't going to answer that question. Now, of course, the NBA came out and said they disapprove of that. They disapprove of the PR rep stepping in. But at the same time, like I said, these players are in a lose-lose situation. What, on one hand, what they say could look bad for them here at home in the United States. And if they go the other way, it's going to look bad and it's going to cost them money in China. So while the NBA may disapprove, I believe the NBA is sure glad somebody stepped in. And is this going to linger into the season? I don't think so. Once these preseason events are done in China, the NBA kicks off October 22nd in the United States. This is going to go away. It's not going to go away altogether. It's going to go away on the surface. The players won't talk about it. There won't be anything in the press about it. And Adam Silver will work frantically to repair the situation in China, to save these players their money, to save the NBA the money that they stand to lose with this strained relationship. NBA is a sports organization, not a political organization. And they don't want to be involved in this right now. They stand to lose billions of dollars. billions of dollars, and Adam Silver is not a representative of the United States government. He's not somebody that deals with national governments, and now he has to. But at the same time, he might pull it off. I mean, look what Dennis Rodman did for us in North Korea. I'd like to think Adam Silver's a little more polished than Dennis Rodman. With that being said, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have a special guest for you. We're going to talk a little college football, as we always do. Then we'll run that into the NBA. What we think of what happened last week. What we think of what's going to happen this week. And we'll go from there. Just a reminder, this is the last show of Sports Talk with Jim and Tom. From this point forward, it will be Sports Talk with Jim. You'll be able to listen on Anchor.fm and Spotify at first. Eventually, we will be available on all the 7 platforms that we are now. And for all you drama queens, no, there's no bad blood. It's just circumstances. Tom will join the show when he's available. He'll call us up, give us some of that humor. Big Sexy's not gone for good, just gone for now. With that being said, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk a little college football. All right, welcome back to Sports Talk with Jim and Sports Talk with Jim and Tom, since we're doing them both. Last show of Sports Talk with Jim and Tom. First show of Sports Talk with Jim. And I explained to you why in the first segment. If you didn't catch the first segment, go back and listen to it, and you'll know why. But in that segment, I said that, of course, there's no bad blood between me and Tom. I'll repeat that. And I said that there's only a couple people that I would do this show with. There's only a couple people that I invited to do this show with, Tom being one of them. This other guy. That's with us right now. I asked him to be a part of it too, but he's 25 years old. He's got more important things to do than a sports podcast with his dad. So my son Austin's here.
How's it going, everybody?
So we're going to see. He's 25. He thinks he knows everything, and he thinks he knows something about sports. He doesn't. He's a Florida Gators fan. We got the LSU Florida game on now, tied up 7-7 now. As you know, I'm an Ohio State fan, so I'm not an LSU fan. But the first thing he said to me today when he said he was coming on the show is that Florida was going to win.
Florida is going to win.
In
Florida
Death Valley. Yeah. So I don't know about all that. But with that being said, we're going to go into a little bit of college football today. Now, of course, what we get to talk about, and I didn't get a chance to see it. I wasn't aware of it, and when I saw Austin, he said he was coming on the show. He didn't even. All he said was, "Did you see the Georgia game?"
I caught caught like in a minute and a half of the fourth quarter and overtime, actually, and that's about it.
South Carolina, unranked South Carolina, upsets Georgia, sitting at number 3.
That's crazy.
Beat them 20-17.
It was crazy.
What does that do to the college football playoffs?
Well, Georgia's out, but is Georgia going to drop? Like, how low is Georgia going
to
drop?
Oh, are you sure they're out? I mean,
I think they have to be out.
If Alabama loses a game, are they out?
I mean, I think if they both lose a game, I think they both have more of a shot to be in it. But I think.
But I mean, going into this with Alabama and Georgia, now I see you looking at it now, and I've got going into this weekend the predictions of who would make the playoffs. We'll go over this real quick. And Ohio State was predicted at 74% to make the playoffs. Alabama was second at 69%, Clemson at 65%, and Georgia at 45%. Oklahoma at 45%. So, and Oklahoma beat Texas by a touchdown today in the Red River Showdown. Well, it used to be rivalry, but with today's politically correct nonsense, now it's the shootout or showdown. It's probably showdown.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because God knows.
You can't. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's we'll go ahead and hit the explicit button on this, but I call it the pussification of America, and that's exactly what it is. But
those millennials, you know?
Yeah. but, I mean, so what does this do with Georgia? I mean, Georgia got in the playoff. It was either last year or the year before with one loss.
Yeah.
I believe that loss was to LSU. It was either LSU or Auburn.
Mm.
It wasn't a South Carolina team that, honestly.
I think they're out of the playoffs. I think they are.
I mean, South Carolina's 3-3.
Right. But I think it also depends on if any other big team loses also. You know what I mean? Like, I think that would. I know it's not supposed to matter, but I think that would matter.
Well, it's definitely going to matter. Yeah. But like, Alabama, if they lose, and you know what?
Who's Alabama going to play that they're going to lose to? Florida?
Alabama and Florida play this year.
Do they? I don't know.
Unless they go to the SEC championship. So, I'm trying to look it up here. So, I'm not sure they play this year, and
look at Alabama's schedule.
They will, but still, Alabama, a one-loss team, they made it in just like Georgia did a couple years ago. Alabama's made it in with one loss. Yeah, with one loss, Alabama plays LSU, and they play Auburn. That's the only two ranked teams left on their schedule.
So they're probably not going to.
But South Carolina wasn't ranked.
Yeah, they weren't ranked either, no. But Alabama's not. But Alabama's still better than Georgia. I don't think they'll lose.
So what happens if Alabama goes in into Tennessee? Well, they're actually at home with Tennessee. But what happens if Tennessee comes into Alabama? You know what? Tennessee's really bad, so we're not even going to do that. okay. Mississippi State. Alabama goes to Mississippi State. And what happens if Mississippi State beats Alabama? And Georgia wins out. And Alabama wins every other game. Who makes college football playoff out of the two?
Alabama.
Why?
Because they're Alabama. I mean, that's why. But that's exactly why.
It's not supposed to be that way.
But we both know it's going to be.
It's not.
And Georgia, especially recently, has become Georgia. You know what I mean? They've become again like a powerhouse team, but still not Alabama. But people want to see more, and they're going to want to see Alabama in there because Alabama is still going to be the better team.
Isn't anyone tired of seeing Alabama?
I'm tired
in there?
Of seeing Alabama. I don't like Alabama.
Okay, Georgia's schedule. Georgia lost to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. They've already played Notre Dame.
They always play Florida.
A ranked team. Next week they play University of Kentucky. Then they play Florida, which is a ranked team. Mm-hmm. Auburn, that's a ranked team. And Texas A&M, that's ranked right now at 24. By the time they play them, they may or may not be ranked. So that's pretty much if Texas A&M doesn't stay in the top 25. That's three ranked teams on each schedule. But still, Alabama gets in before.
I think they still Georgia. Do, even though I think the schedule sounds harder for Georgia.
Well, Georgia out of conference schedule, out of conference, Georgia plays Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama hasn't played anyone that's. Not even any good,
right? And I've heard,
let alone ranked.
Yeah, I know that's not their fault because they do it like 6 years in advance or something like that, right? Or something.
And so 6 years ago, Alabama didn't know they were going to be good.
I just know that Saban has pushed. He said multiple times, he's like, I don't want this. Like, I want to play teams that are good. That's how we get a better football team.
Alabama sets their schedule.
Yeah.
Okay, I know Saban came out.
I know what Saban says. You know what I mean?
I know that Saban came out, and I agree with Saban. The top five, the big five conferences should be playing only the big five conferences.
Right.
But at the same time, did 5 years ago, did Alabama think New Mexico State University was going to be a good team in 2019 when they set the schedule? Did you just say you never know?
Oh, I know what you're saying. I know what you mean, but I'm just trying to say that. Same. I don't know who wants it like that. I don't know why they even do that at all. Like, I know
they do that because it's big money for these
schools.
Yeah,
it's money, right? For the smaller schools, that helps them.
And it's an easy win. Duke, I mean, you know, it's an easy win for them. It's big money for the other schools.
Which is good.
I mean, New Mexico State, they get the exposure and they get the...
But not doing yourself a favor. I mean...
Right.
In
you're doing
lives,
your both.
Guess,
you
get a little bit of favor from both
sides. I mean,
sides.
With this right now, with the college football playoffs and everybody being, you know, the wins being even more so, all they're playing, and I've said it since this started, I've said it since this season started, all they do is they pad their non-conference schedule. That way they've got the wins now. Yeah. And kudos to Georgia going out playing Notre Dame.
Right.
Now, and Notre Dame's an anomaly
because
they're an independent. They pad their own schedule.
Right.
Like today's game, and I got to tell you, today's game, USC and Notre Dame, 15 years ago, that's the biggest game on the schedule no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter who's playing, that's the biggest game playing today, because USC and Notre Dame were considered powerhouses, and USC's fall from grace, and Notre Dame's starting to climb back that ladder, but at the same time,
Notre Dame's not what it used to
Notre
be
Dame
at it, all.
Again, but you
I
know
think
what
people
they
actually
play
started
Michigan.
To knock them because of that whole thing
because
eventually.
They set up their schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they do play USC, which USC is bad. That's not Notre Dame's fault.
No, because that's a team that you schedule that you think could be good. You know
right.
what I mean? That's not a
well.
That's not New Mexico State, like you said.
I don't know. The USC ain't been good in 5 years either. But it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry. They play Michigan every year.
Right.
So they got that going for them now. Michigan. Who knows what you get with Michigan? But I don't think Michigan's a very good team. Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. I'd like to say he's on his last leg. I've said it 4 or 5 times throughout the season, but you know what? He's like the Teflon.
Yeah.
He's like Teflon Don. You know, but like I said, he did bring Michigan to the prowess they're at now.
He did a lot. He just didn't do enough. He's not doing enough.
He can't take that next step. Like I said earlier, if you coach for Ohio State and you have a losing season, but you beat Michigan, you don't have to worry about your job the next year. If you coach for Michigan.
You beat Ohio State,
you don't have to worry about your job.
Right.
But here Harbaugh is, he's coached for Michigan. He's got them back to where they're probably the number two team in the Big Ten as far as kids coming out of high school wanting to go play for them. It's probably Ohio State first, Michigan second.
I agree.
Okay. So he's got him to that point. But he can't get over that hump.
He can. But I think that does have to do with Harbaugh, though. You know what I mean?
Well,
I think Harbaugh
definitely
is very,
does. He's,
like...
He's as far as coach wise, he's a celebrity. I mean, he's a big name coach, so I shouldn't say a celebrity, but he's a big name coach. So the
you
kids
can almost say celebrity, honestly.
Well,
the khaki
but,
shorts and everything. Like he's literally like a
Kids want to go play for him for that reason.
Definitely.
He's a big name.
Right.
I mean, he's coached in the NFL. He's a big name,
mm-hmm.
and so he's got him to that point, but he's yet to get him over that.
Right, and that's what Michigan wanted him to do. They didn't want him to get them to that point.
The last thing Michigan wants to do is lose to Ohio State every year.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
So,
yeah.
Now, with that being said, Ohio State, we covered Alabama and Georgia's schedule.
I was going to say, so the top four teams right now would be, obviously Georgia's going to be different, but it'd be Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Alabama. So would anyone else lose a game on that?
Well, I mean, number 8 Wisconsin just rolled over Michigan State.
Yeah,
and in 2 weeks Ohio State will play Wisconsin at home, and that's going to be another that's going to be a Saturday night game.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be off, so I'll be working. But I always enjoy doing the show. That'll be another Saturday night game. I for 2 weeks in a row, I got to watch my Buckeyes play while I'm doing the show.
Yeah.
Right now, you're watching your Gators
play
doing the show. So, I mean, you know, it's always fun. But with Ohio State, they're playing Northwestern next Friday, which I don't understand. But it's one of them games, Friday night game. But then the following week, they play number 8 Wisconsin. Now, we're going to find out a lot about Wisconsin and Ohio State in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Ohio State looks like the number 1 team in the country.
Ohio State.
Ohio State playing Michigan State, which, you know what, Michigan State has got a good defense, and Wisconsin made them look silly today. But Ohio State...
I was surprised by that score. That's yeah. crazy, yeah.
But Ohio State definitely right now looks like the number one team in the country, if you ask me.
Oh, the quarterback
Clemson hasn't stepped up.
Yeah. No, they have not. Clemson doesn't look that great, honestly. I mean...
Yeah. And Alabama hasn't played anybody to get that justification that they're the number one team in the country yet. Right. They just haven't played anybody. And until they play LSU, they won't play.
That's really done that, though? Like, no one... Like, Ohio State doesn't have a huge, of the top teams.
Nobody has.
Honestly,
I
know I'm a Florida fan, but Florida played Auburn. I think that was a big indicator of, that might be one of the top teams, like one of the bigger games.
Auburn's ranked number 12 right now, but Georgia played Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So, and like I said, I mean, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, they're all in the same category. Your teams like Georgia, Florida, if they play them teams, which Auburn was a conference game.
Right.
So, LSU's the other side of the SEC, mm-hmm. so they won't play them again for 8 years,
right,
the way SEC's got their schedule so screwed up. So they won't play LSU again for 8 years because the SEC can't pull their head out of their ass to get their schedule straight. So, but at the same time, Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, they're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
You're going to pad your schedule, and then your hard games are going to be against your conference rivals. And Michigan State, like I said, they got a good defense, but Ohio State's going to play Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
which is ranked number 8. Penn State, are we overlooking Penn State? Could Penn State actually be that good? Because every week I go in thinking, you know what, Penn State's not that good.
But then it being that good.
Every week Penn State ends up rolling.
Yeah.
But on Ohio State's schedule, they've got Wisconsin, Penn State, and Michigan left. So out of Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State will face four ranked teams. Because even if Michigan loses again...
But that's crazy,
because
I think it's even looking at those three, we didn't look at Clemson, but even looking at those three, it seems like Alabama, who's been the powerhouse, has the easiest schedule out of those. Like, that's insane.
Right. And Clemson, I'll pull up Clemson's schedule right now, but Clemson is going to be an easy schedule because even Clemson's conference
ACC,
schedule...
Yeah, the ACC is
a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they played a conference game today against Florida State. Who's Florida State?
Garbage.
Yeah. They played Texas A&M, which was ranked 12 at the time, which I believe is overly ranked for Texas A&M. They play Wake Forest, who's currently ranked 19.
Right.
And
they overlooked, because who was it they played and they almost lost to? Who is that?
The University of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is Clemson that good and they just had that one of those games that – it was just a... Do you know what I mean? Because you have those
Clemson has one of those games every year.
Yeah.
I believe it was Syracuse last year. So, Clemson has one of those games every year.
But they still don't look... And, like, Trevor Lawrence doesn't look like he's as good as everyone thought he was and everything. Like,
no, he doesn't look like the clear-cut Heisman Trophy winner. Mm-hmm. And definitely not. Tua Tagovailoa, he does look good. But again, they've played nobody.
Right.
So it's kind of, but nobody plays anybody in this day and age of college football.
That's crazy.
So, and it's like the Notre Dame-Georgia thing where it's a 1-1. I mean, that's a good thing. But like here, locally, where we are, I mean, look at Pitt and Penn State.
Yeah.
That series is done.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something happens, the series is done. And it's a rivalry. It's a sad thing to see it go.
Yeah.
You know? And
but the same things have happened in Florida with their rivalries and stuff like that, too. Because I grew up watching Florida a lot. That happens. But it does suck to see it go because the rivalry games are usually your best games. You know what I mean? So when you see your rivals drop off, that sucks a lot for college football.
When your rival's not in your conference,
right.
I mean, like LSU and Florida here, that used to be a big rivalry.
It's 14-7.
14-7.
LSU just scored. Yeah, they just scored.
LSU just scored.
Yeah, on a bogus pass interference call. Just as bad as NFL, it was bad. But
if it's not within your conference, LSU and Florida, before the SEC got so big and it was split, that was a big rivalry.
Right.
Now it's not.
Mm.
So, you know, now they play every 8 years.
Right. So, yeah, and then they had, because even Florida and Miami stopped playing each other for a while. And that was a huge rivalry for a long time, and they stopped even playing each other.
Yeah, well,
it's not conference games. You just don't. They stopped scheduling each other.
Right. And, I mean, there's Miami Hurricane fans that say the reason Florida and Miami don't play each other is because Florida was scared to add them to their
schedule. Get out of here. I don't believe that at all. I watched a whole, I think it was a Miami, like 60 for 60. There's like a few of them out there because how good Miami used to be and how crazy Miami used to be. You know what I mean? I watched a whole 60-minute thing about that. No, I don't believe that at all. But
well, you know what? I just went back to the scores and remember how we said that Clemson would face two ranked teams with Wake Forest being ranked 19.
Yeah.
Wake Forest lost to Louisville today. Man. So Wake Forest may not even be ranked by the second to last week of the season. So Clemson might only play one ranked team throughout the year.
Clemson keep walking into the playoffs, which is fine because they show up in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
They do, but, I mean, honestly, does that Clemson team look as good? I mean, Clemson or Alabama, either one, I don't think look as good as Ohio State does this year.
No.
At the same time, I thought Georgia looked like the second-best team in the country last week.
Yeah, and they just lost. Yeah, that's crazy. But what's his name, Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Great quarterback. Like, awesome quarterback. Like, I really like Justin Fields. I really do.
I don't know if I'd go great, but
I love watching him play. I think he's like really like I haven't gotten like I don't have cable right now, look, so I don't watch a lot of games. But the ones I have,
the struggles of being young and
yeah, I know. I'll have cable in about 2.5 weeks or something like that. But right now I'm struggling.
Are you gonna have cable or are you gonna in 2.5 weeks or are you gonna have cable?
Yeah, I was gonna go 2 more weeks and be like, hey, by the way,
yeah. Just a little inside story. He just moved out and I'm extremely proud of him, love him to death and everything, and he's changing jobs, so there's a transition there, whatever.
There's very broke transition is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, so he calls us up, and he's like, you know, I'm a little short on rent. So, of course, I mean, we're going to help him out. I'm proud of what he's doing, what he's trying to do, what he's trying to accomplish, and he's doing really good. So, and you know what, that's our job as parents. If you don't think it's your job, believe me, you're wrong. You're a shitty parent. but that's our job as parents to help out when we can. So
it's my job to ask for help, by the way, to spend the money.
We help out with the rent, and I turn around, and he's at the Steelers game.
Well, okay, but there's a thing. There's a thing that you're allowed to, which I just found out, that you can go to the games and pay a month later. And I'm short right now, but in a month, I'll be at my new job and I'll be able to pay it off.
How are you going to be able to pay it off in a month when you're going to pay me back?
You just said as a parent, you're supposed to do... that's not helping.
Exactly. Well, at least you had fun at the game, right?
I did, yeah, I did.
So,
we're going to get back to... So we started talking about what would happen if one of the other top teams lost a game, if Alabama would go instead of Georgia. I mean, just looked at all their schedules.
Well, out of all of them, who could lose a game and still making it?
You know what I hate is that I think you can just say Alabama because Alabama. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Alabama gets a lot of credit exactly just for the name.
So, like, I hate that you can say that. But if you take the name out of it...
And a lot of people say that about Ohio State. But Ohio State's been left out the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Their name didn't count for nothing.
Right.
I can't remember if it was last year or the year before that I thought they actually should have been in there. It was when Notre Dame made it.
Yeah, I remember talking about
it. I believe Ohio State
I think
should have made it.
I think everyone of Leaves Ohio State.
Right. Made it, and they did year. Make it. So yeah. Their name didn't help them. But
I don't think they have a the name Alabama. Like Alabama. I don't think it's like that. Like, I know it's like the Ohio State. Like, I know it's like Ohio, a name, but I don't think it's.
There was a time when Ohio State was more prevalent than Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, that time's not now, but.
Was that, they were really 15, big when Florida then played for national championship, right? That was
15
time when they
years
were,
from now, Alabama's name might not be what it is
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true.
But. Yeah, Alabama
it might just be
gets
because
the
people
crap.
Are sick of it, by the way, because it's been like that for a while. But I think it's Alabama is the one that can lose and still make it to the playoffs because it's Alabama. Because
so
of schedules
what if Wisconsin
and stuff like
beats Ohio State? Well, if Wisconsin beats Ohio State, Wisconsin will they're ranked 8 now. They play in 2 weeks. Wisconsin very well could move into the top 5,
yeah, top 5
at least.
Yeah. I think right now it's hard because there's too many teams that are like undefeated still. You know what I mean? So I think right now because you're still gonna have, like right now LSU and Florida are playing. So I think one of those teams could go into the playoffs also, if they go undefeated. You know what I mean? So it's difficult to say right now. So
see, I think, LSU is close. If LSU wins, they definitely move into the top 4.
Right.
Georgia falls out.
Right.
Georgia falls at least to number 5. Mm-hmm. With Florida being ranked 7 right now.
They have a harder.
Beating LSU. Actually, they could.
Because they also play Georgia. So they're also going to play Georgia. They'd have to win that game too.
Right. Yeah.
But they would still have to do more to make it into
the playoffs. Well, I'm talking about just after this week. Mm. They if Florida was to win, LSU at 5, Florida probably goes into number 4 also.
Yeah, because Georgia's going to drop out. So
yeah, Georgia's
going to
drop out. So, yeah, whoever wins this game will probably be ranked number 4.
Yeah.
You'll still have your, right now Alabama's 1, Clemson's 2, Ohio State's 3. Mm-hmm. Georgia was 4, or was Georgia 3 still?
No, Georgia was 3.
Georgia was 3, Ohio State's 4.
But I think they drop them out of the top 4, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, with this team, it, Ohio State, they didn't play this week. They by default moved to number 3, and the winner of this game probably moves to number 4, as we're watching a replay here. The Florida
messed up. They got like a hit, but hold on to the ball. Hold on to that's a big tight end. You gotta hold on to the ball.
Florida's gonna win this game though. You heard that?
Florida's gonna win the game. I'm so confident.
USC Notre Dame 14-3. You know what? And I was saying, what will we see? What do we think about Penn State? Are we overlooking Penn State? Now, Michigan beat Iowa last week, and Iowa's a good team. Michigan's defense stood up. They played a hell of a game.
Iowa's defense is usually pretty good, right? That's
It was a defensive game last week, but I mean, this should tell us a little more about Penn State, even though Michigan did beat Iowa last week. And I believe Michigan was at home last week. Iowa's at home tonight, so that'll tell us a little more about what Penn State's got going on. As far as other games, before we take a break, Alabama again rolled over Texas A&M, 47-28. And that's what I said when Clemson played Texas A&M. They were ranked 12. And they're getting ready to drop out of the top 25. Yeah. And that's what I said when we was looking over Clemson's schedule, that quite possibly Texas A&M was overranked to begin with.
Right.
To be that high. And, I mean, up to this point, they've kind of proved us right. Oklahoma at six, beating Texas. If Florida wins and LSU loses, Oklahoma very well could jump into that number 4 position. And Florida going to number 5. Oklahoma winning 34-27 over 11th-ranked Texas. So, I mean, that could happen. Michigan won again over Illinois. And Arizona State over Washington State. Baylor, number 22, keeps up their winning ways. Cincinnati at 25 over Houston, 28-23. Later games, Hawaii and Boise State. Boise State ranked number 14. Hawaii.
They've been up there before, too, though.
Hawaii can put points on the board.
Yeah.
And so what do you think happens in that one? Oh, Florida almost
dropping passes almost, left and right.
I think that could have possibly been interference. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit of last week's NFL. We'll get into some of our thoughts about what's going on in the NFL these days.
Right.
And we'll probably go homer on you a little bit, talk a little bit of Steelers next segment.
Sounds good.
That being said, we're going to take a break. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Just want to remind you, we've made some changes to the show. We'll no longer be known as Sports Talk with Jim and Tom. We'll be known from this point forward as Sports Talk with Jim. With that being said, there'll be changes on how you can listen to us. First, you'll only be able to get us on Anchor.fm or Spotify Podcast. Soon we'll be available on any of the other five platforms that you've been listening to us on. Also, our website's changed to www.sportstalkwithjim. Facebook page is Sports Talk with Jim. Also, the Twitter page will be only Sports Talk with Jim. Want to remind you, the same programming you've heard, you're still going to hear. Tom's name's not on the show now, but he'll still be joining the show along with other guests. Hope you enjoy listening and want to thank you for listening, encouraging you to continue to listen, tell a friend about the show, visit the website, let us know what you think about the show. Look forward to hearing from you. Once again, Tom, he will be calling in the show from time to time. Look forward to hearing from him, and he appreciates all your love and support. With that being said, thanks for listening. You know what, everybody? It's getting that time of the year again. Summer's coming to an end. Winter's right around the corner. And if you're like me, that means it's time to clean out the garage, make room in the garage to get the car in there. Or maybe you just, you know what, you've had all summer, you've got that patio furniture, you've got your use out of it, and it's time to get rid of it instead of storing it away for the winter. Or maybe, you know what, you had to pick up a new living room set. Well, you got to get rid of the old one. You got to get rid of this stuff. If you're like me, you work a lot, don't want to take the time off on your only days off to load this stuff up, haul it away, and get rid of it. You just don't want to deal with that stuff on your day off. Well, you know what? If you're in the North Georgia area, I know some guys that want to do that for you. They'll take care of it for you. Family-owned, family-operated company. They'll come get your stuff, haul it off for you. Quick, clean, and friendly service. Give my friends at North Georgia Junk Removal a call at 678-934-1344 or visit them on the web at www.ngajunkremoval.com. Again, that's 678-934-1344. Tell them you heard about it on Sports Talk with Jim and Tom and receive $25 off your first $100 order.